Thanksgiving week on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich, Michael, and the gang. Peter answering your calls. Michael answering your calls. We're flooded with calls. So I'll make it worth your while later on in this hour. We'll remember some important things that have happened on this date, or let's see if you remember them. Meanwhile, Thanksgiving food and fun with that. Side dishes, front dishes, old dishes, new dishes. Let's dish it out. I guess actually the first thing, Jennifer, is to look at some of the things that people are making serious mistakes on. There is a list of the 10 worst passwords of the year.
Okay.
The top 10
is it password?
Silliest passwords. No, it isn't bad. Well, it might be, actually. Here we go.
Number 10.
Number 10, dragon.
Number 9.
Trust no one.
Number 8.
Let me in.
Number 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Number 6.
Monkey.
Number 5.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Number 4.
QWERTY. God knows where that came
from. What is that?
What is it? Q-W-E-R-T-Y?
Well, if you look at a keyboard, that's the top row.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Thank you, Michael.
Michael's so smart.
Michael's very smart.
What number's next?
Number 3.
Number 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Number 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Number 1.
Guess what it is, Jennifer?
Password!
Yes, there's
Gosh,
lots of imagination.
I could become a hacker.
Involved in that. Wow. Amazing. People are so funny, aren't they? Amidst all of the things that we pull our hair out about, that's just absolutely, I just find it funny. Trust no one. I like that one.
That's a good one.
800-510-8255. What's your password?
Password.
Password. Do you always use the same password in all of your various accounts?
You know, I try because I know how my mind works, and if I don't use some variation of the same one, then I'll forget it.
All right. So who's going to call us and give us their password? That wouldn't be very smart, would it?
What's yours?
Mine is actually, it has to do with different combinations of things. You know, the farm, and it's things that you're going to remember.
Uh-oh, is it Peaches 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3, 4, shut the door and say no more.
Uh-oh. Right.
The former director of the FBI, Mr. Louis Frey, is in the news. Why is that? 800-510-8255. That's where we go. We'll have a 2020 news quiz question early instead of waiting for 20 past. It's 10 past the hour. Why is Louis Frey in the news? You know, Mr. Frey, remember him from the Clinton era? Why is former FBI Director Louis Frey back in the news? 800-510-8255. All right, let's turn our attention, Jennifer.
Yes.
Two things that are at DougSteffen.com this week. Thanksgiving food mistakes. The poll today, very, very provocative poll at DougSteffen.com. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? What do you like? Cranberry sauce?
Wow.
Green beans or a casserole?
Yes,
mashed
I like
potatoes
them all.
And gravy? Sweet potatoes?
I think I'd have to go with the sweet potatoes that I make, which are a little different than your typical, because they're smashed.
Yeah, all right. So
like
give us the recipe. Everybody listening right now.
Topping.
We have a recipe for mashed potatoes and gravy with Jennifer, who is an excellent cook. She's been responsible for lots of information on the air about food recipes. She and Chef Louis are great collaborators. All right, so how do you make your mashed potatoes?
Well, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, sorry.
Okay, so I get
sweet mashed potatoes.
Yes, sweet mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I smash up regular yams or sweet potatoes. You can use either one because I really don't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Smash them all up. And then in a saucepan, you take whipping cream. This is why they're so good.
Whipping cream.
And some butter. Mm, yeah. And you melt it all together. And then you add in cinnamon, nutmeg, a little bit of clove, and just a little pinch of black pepper and brown sugar. And you let it all melt together. When it starts to bubble, you pour that into your mashed sweet potatoes, and just enough until it's kind of pasty, you know?
Yeah.
And then you take another saucepan and you do brown sugar, pecan, cinnamon, and vanilla, and then you put that on top. And when you put that in the oven, it crisps up and makes like a little pecan crunchy topping.
Yeah.
And that's the best stuff in the world.
Really? Where'd you get the recipe?
From New Orleans. That's why there's so much whipping cream and butter, I think. But I've actually pulled some of the whipping cream and butter from the recipe over the years.
When you were in New Orleans, you found this recipe?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of great restaurants.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember where I found it, but it's been years. And so now every time we have a holiday, my whole family's always bring Jen's sweet potatoes.
Very sweet. Good job, Jennifer. The five biggest Thanksgiving food mistakes listed at DougStephan.com. We ought to ask
leaving the neck in the turkey.
Oh, that's gross.
Not pulling out the parts, you know.
Oh,
that's a bad one.
Yeah. Well, I ought to ask, because I solicit from people what they have done over the years. 800-510-8255. I remember the first year I had the children without Tony, I cooked a turkey for, I think, 14 hours. And we needed one of those saws, you know, the knife saws to cut it.
To get through it.
And to look at the face on those two children after I gave it to them. They were feeling sorry for me because they thought it was first time around and how would I know any better, et cetera, et cetera. And they never told them. I finally told Tony many years later how horrible it was.
That's funny. You make me think of this recipe because I don't know about it yet, but I think the new trend in cooking turkey right now is you're supposed to heat your oven to 500 and you put your turkey in for an hour at that really high heat and then you turn it off and let it sit in the oven overnight with no heat on at all.
Really?
But you're not supposed to open the door.
Huh. Listen to William Shatner. You think the new trend was put it in a fryer later.
Fryer. That was a few years ago. Yeah, that was a big thing a few years ago.
Fly that baby up.
Flat up.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we're going to do two for the price of one because this is a holiday week, so we're going to give away a few more prizes. We'll get the answer to the first question. That is, why is Louis free in the news? And then we'll have another one, so we'll have kind of a double winner. I get to the answer before or around 20 past for that question, and then we'll ask another question, and yada, yada. We'll get everybody involved in thinking about what's going on in the world because a lot of times by today, the week is gone. We have maybe one or two, possibly 2 days of being able to do business during Thanksgiving week. And then unless you're in retail or transportation, there's no business until Friday. Friday, but usually Tuesday tapes off. Wednesday, not much going on
in
the
stores. You really think somebody's going to be around on Friday?
Well, you mean to go to the store?
Oh, in the store.
Everybody's out starting today
in business.
Retail.
Yeah. Do you know a little tip, though, and I know this is maybe Roberta, our Queen of Cheap's territory, but go the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because most of the Thanksgiving sales are out already.
Right, and there's nobody in the store.
And there's nobody there.
Right.
It's a good thing.
What a great idea, Jennifer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're so full of great ideas. Jennifer Horn, someone I'm thankful for. It's always the exercise, too, this week. What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? That sort of thing. We'll list all of these things on our Facebook page. We have the Doug Steffen Good Day Show on Facebook. We have lots of people who like it. We want more. Always want more, more, more. So we'll deal with Thanksgiving food mistakes and things that are part of the tradition of Thanksgiving. And as we think about or talk about what we're going to give, I continue to be amazed by the people who are into Sea Crane radios. Amazed because it's like a club. It's like a a union. It's a big fraternity and sorority of people who have found out how to enjoy AM radio better with a Sea Crane radio than any other way, because there aren't any other good radios anymore, and these are the best. Over the years, as you've seen, there are certain radio companies that have built really good speakers and headsets and all that other stuff. And you know, they have called attention to the fact that the regular General Electric or Philco or whatever the names are in radios that you find today, probably Samsung or the Japanese name, they don't pay any attention to the AM band. And yet those of you, admittedly, who are listening to programs like this, spoken word programs, are listening on the AM band because there are more of them. Sure, some are migrating to FM, but more of them are on the AM band, and thus you are frustrated trying to find a great AM reception of the stations that are still programming what you like, until or unless you've discovered Sea Crane radios. There are so many great ones, the SWP, the Wi-Fi radio, I love that, the EP, I give you all these names and numbers, they mean nothing until you go online to ccradio.com and see the vast myriad of great, great, great radios that are there for you to select for yourself. Better yet, select for a friend who likes to listen to the same things that you do on the radio. Somebody in your family, you can get the CC radios that are small enough to fit in a stocking like the SWP, or you get the internet radio, which is for someone who's probably, I don't want to say younger, but somebody who understands that there's great radio on the internet as well. And the folks at C. Crane have figured that out. So if you're into it, you also will find on all these radios ham bands, disaster bands, weather bands, that sort of thing, alerts. So you have presets, you have the value, you have quality. It's just all wrapped into one. You'll love the radios, the premium radios, for Christmas for yourself. And when you order a C. Crane radio, get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C. Crane at 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863. Or you can visit C. Crane online at ccradio.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Save like it's Black Friday. Now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discount item must be equal or lesser value to item purchased. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or toysrus.com for complete details.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Bob and Eau Claire, listening to WAYY. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Bob. How are you doing?
Super.
I'm going to call you the voice, Bob.
What is Louis Free in the news about?
He is going to head up the investigation concerning the sex problem at the University of Pennsylvania, the Sandusky, Pennsylvania State, or whatever it happens to be.
Doug's in Elizabeth City. You agree with Bob on this, Doug?
I do agree.
You do. What do you think will come of it? Louis Free do a good job? Doug, is he?
I believe he will, yes.
Right guy? Bob, you think he's the right guy for this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we get to the bottom of what's going on, and it's the only way they can. By the way, their enrollment numbers are way, way off, as you might imagine, for this. Kids just run out. We'll go somewhere else. Go to some good private schools. All right, because it's Thanksgiving week. We're thankful for you guys. Doug and Bob both get some Doug Steffen paraphernalia from Good Day.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life
Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do? What's the story of Irene? Give us a nutshell story of Irene's life.
I'm a retired stand-up comic.
Are you?
Cool.
I didn't know comics were usually able to retire.
I'm independently wealthy. I made no money when I was a comedian.
Oh, well, there you go. And are you available, Irene?
I don't think so.
Well, listen, I just thought I'd ask because a lot of people might want to know, you know.
You wanted to know.
No, I wasn't interested. I just wanted to know for the benefit of the audience.
He doesn't have one in Tucson, so he's looking, you know, set up shop just in case he makes the trip.
Okay, let me think about it. I mean,
you are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the latest fashion trend in Hong Kong now is eyeglasses without any lenses in them. People just wear the frames. The feeling is they make you look intelligent, even though they're totally useless. You know, kind of like the Congressional Super Committee. Basically the same.
Well, folks, it looks like the Super Committee, chosen by President Obama to come up with a plan to solve the deficit, has failed. And you see the best idea they came up with today? A bake sale. Come on.
Here's how dumb I am. Like 3 months ago, they appoint what they call the Super Committee. The Super Committee. And they were going to find ways to cut money out of the budget so we wouldn't be in such desperate debt. I said to myself at the time, because I have no friend, I said, great. This is great. This is exactly what they need to do. I bought into the whole idea of the Super Committee. Well, guess what? 3 months later, I don't know.
Yeah, the Super Committee appears to be a joke. What do you think about the Super Committee? 800-510-8255. And it's a lack of coming up with a solution to the nation's debt problem. I see the folks in Delaware have managed to fix a serious problem there. There's a story today at DougSteffen.com about the 2 mile stretch of road in Delaware. You know how on the interstate highway system and some local systems as well, they ask a local business or some local organization to take a mile or two and keep it clean,
sponsor the road,
hold
sure.
it upright, exactly. Save the county.
It's adopt a highway.
Oh, yeah, adopt a highway. Right.
What did I say?
Save, take a road, right, do whatever.
Why don't you just keep quiet for a minute while I finish?
Because
this.
I'm giving you the proper name, which you were struggling to get to, so I'm sorry.
You were helping me? I was struggling.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You were looking for adopt a highway.
Adopt a highway, okay.
Yes.
So anyway, it saves money. It saves the state. It saves supposedly federal government, county governments. Money, they have to clean up the road. So the latest group to adopt a stretch of the road in Delaware is the National Socialist Freedom Movement Party. Do you know what they are also known as?
The Nazi Party.
The Nazis.
The Delaware Nazis.
The Delaware Nazis.
Delaware
hate
Nazis.
Hate those Delaware Nazis. The Department of Transportation, however, has put the kibosh. They took their money, but they wouldn't let them put up a sign.
That'll show you.
So the sign says Freedom Party on it. Yeah, that's what we think of when we think of the Nazis. We think of freedom. But it is saving money, and we'll do anything these days to save dough, right? Saving money. Keep Delaware highways beautiful. Thank you to the local Nazi party for doing that. So, the next item of business here is the 2020 news quiz. I did an early 2020 news quiz. So this is more a history quiz, actually. Going back to television on this date in... this day in 1963, the popular soap opera As the World Turns was interrupted by a news flash. What was it? 800-510-8255. This date, 1963.
Really?
Soap opera As the World Turns interrupted by a flash bulletin. What was the interruption?
What could it be?
What could it be?
What could it be?
800-510-8255 at 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You've heard about electric cars, but what about electric bikes? This eco-friendly trend is growing rapidly in cities around the world. E-bikes involve battery-powered vehicles, so you have the option to pedal the old-fashioned way or kick it up with some electric boost. One of the best places in the world to try it out, believe it or not, is the Swiss Alps, where you can use the extra boost to ascend steep hills and go over passes. And you don't have to worry about running out of juice, because there are at least 600 spots throughout the country where you can swap batteries for free. And while you may know Hertz for its fleet of regular cars, the company also rents out electric bikes in Spain and the United Kingdom. And here in the U.S., electric bikes are growing especially popular in major urban zones like San Francisco and New York, as well as beach communities like San Diego. Pick up an electric bike at Fisherman's Wharf through Explore San Francisco and zip right up those city hills. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sterling explanation of what's going on. Rich, behind the scenes, helping me out here to produce the Good Day program wonderfully well. Rich is at the controls of our studio in Washington. It's such a good day for him, such a good day for you. Jennifer Horn makes your day good. It's 2 days before Thanksgiving 2011, Thanksgiving dinner. We start counting down the days to the next holiday, which is Christmas. And then we start counting how many days till New Year's.
And then how many days till Jen's birthday?
Valentine's Day. Yeah. Oh, right.
That's before Valentine's.
You know, I was so upset when I realized I was going to come in and work this year, Christmas, with you guys.
Really?
I wanted to spend Christmas with you.
Yeah, and?
On the air.
But it's Sunday.
Christmas is on a Sunday, darn it.
Shucks. Too bad. Well, that means New Year's be on a Sunday as well.
Yeah.
I have to do that. All right, so we'll have our party on Friday as usual.
Sure.
Cranberries, candied yams.
We'll have a potluck.
That's for this Thursday. Thursday on the radio will be after Wednesday before Friday.
You're so smart.
That's about it. 5 common food mistakes to avoid for a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Coming up in a moment, we'll first get the answer to the 2020 news quiz question. It's a history quiz more than anything else. And as Richie was happy to tell me, it didn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure this out. But it's worth, I think, a recount. That is, in our mind, recollection is an important thing. Retrospection, history. Donald in Rancho Rio, New Mexico. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
The world had a... I guess, what's the best word for it? It's a horrific day on this day in 1963. And it began with the soap opera As the World Turns being interrupted by a flash news bulletin on CBS. What was the bulletin?
The President Kennedy had been shot.
Yep. JFK was shot. There's actually, before Walter Cronkite could get into the newsroom, there was a voice that came on suggesting that President Kennedy had been gravely wounded during the motorcade in Dallas. And then a few minutes after that, the teletype machines were heard in the background, the alarm bells clanging, the newsrooms woke up, and Walter Cronkite, who was not really dressed, he didn't have any makeup on, he wasn't ready to go on the air, but he had his big black glasses. I think that's what I remember more about him that day than anything else, those big, thick black glasses, read the wire copy that had been handed to him. Quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead.
Ugh.
And you remember Cronkite turning to the studio clock, stoically raising his hand to wipe his tears. Do you remember that, Donald?
No, I wasn't watching television.
You weren't.
It was my last day at a job. I was changing jobs, and my coworkers had a little going-away luncheon for me, and we had a kind of a jovial waitress, and she came over and says, "Did you hear about Kennedy being shot?" We said, "No, we haven't heard that one. Tell us."
Well, you thought it was a joke.
Oh, you thought it was a joke.
For us. Oh, my God, yeah. So what did you think when you learned it wasn't a joke, Donald?
Oh, we paid our bill and we went out and we sat in the car and just listened to the radio for probably half an hour before we even drove anyplace.
Yeah. It was one of those days that if you were alive, you remember exactly where you were, exactly the moment and what you were thinking and who you were with, all of those things. It was something horrible, more than horrible, something unthinkable, unspeakable, undoable. And yet it had happened every 20 years, in essence, except for Roosevelt. The presidents that were in office from Lincoln to that point had all either died or been killed in office. And so think about it. Go ahead, sorry.
The day of the funeral, the moving company was there packing up all our stuff to go from Minnesota to New Mexico, and they left our television out. And that was the very last thing that they loaded into the van.
As everybody was watching.
Watched all it.
Yep. That was the first really defining moment of the television era, the passing. The next one was in 1969 when the man landed on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second
big
really
moment for TV.
Big moment for
And you
television.
Know, what's interesting in what you just said a few minutes ago, Doug, when you said that Walter Cronkite had to go on the air and he wasn't ready and he had no makeup on.
Yeah.
Never happened today. When is there a news person not made up and ready to go? They're on 24 hours a day, always ready for some drama.
Well, I mean, we have a 24-hour news cycle, so who's not to be ready?
Right. All right, Donald, thank you for sharing your thoughts and remembrances. We'll give you a nice Doug Steffen prize. All right, so I've decided, I don't know, because it's Thanksgiving, we've got a couple of days here, and it's pre-Christmas. We give away a number of things as we have time. So here's the third sort of... we did one... that we ended at 20 past the hour. We did another one that we ended before 20 of the hour. So as we get close to 20 before
our
the 20th hour.
20th one of the hour.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Who said this week, go get a job right after you take a bath?
Classic.
800.
I love
it. Pretty classic. 800-510-8255. Who said, go get a job right after you take a bath? Who said that, and what was the circumstances of that? 800-510-8255, go get a job right away, right after you take a bath. I thought, and listening to the actual speaking of it from the person who said it is kind of worth Richie chasing around to find the video. I'm sorry, the audio.
Yeah, I have it.
All right. Okay, who said that? Go get a job right after you take a bath. 800-510-8255, 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Backed by research that shows parent, family, and community involvement in education correlates with higher academic performance and school improvement, the National Education Association and Parenting Magazine released Tuesday the Family School Community Partnerships 2.0. Released on Parents' Day during the 90th anniversary of American Education Week, the guide aims to help educators develop more effective partnerships with the most important people in their students' lives. NEA Vice President Lily Eskelson.
Educators say that engaging families is their number one challenge. It's also part of the job that they feel the least prepared for. So NEA is working hard to raise awareness about the important roles that parents, families, and communities can play in raising student performance.
The new publication is from NEA's Priority Schools campaign, the organization's effort in 17 states to help transform 39 low-performing schools. For more, visit NEAPriorityschools.org.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving Sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, Leapfrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
16 and change for the hour. Coming up, the do's and don'ts. Jennifer and I are going to go through your Thanksgiving dinner plans, and perhaps we'll help you keep yourself from killing yourself, because we don't want anybody to die of food poisoning, do we?
No.
All right, so the question before us right now is, who said go get a job right after you take a bath? 800-510-8255. I seem to have New Mexico on my mind this morning. Heather is in Alamogordo. Hi, Heather.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Well, in showing his stupidity, that was Newt Gingrich complaining about people who are protesting because they can't find jobs. That's the reason they started out there.
Well, the reason they can't find jobs, some of them, is because we have too many illegals in the country, and that was made possible by a consortium of Republican and Democrats getting together to make the immigration policy a number of years ago.
Right, so bachelor and master degree college-educated people are losing jobs to illegal immigrants.
Right. Yep.
Correct.
Now,
yeah.
Do you think that Gingrich made any points by saying that he was in Iowa? He's on top of the heap now, 4 points ahead of Mitt Romney. So in this circumstance, maybe this is a way to get people's attention. Maybe this is registering, ringing a bell with voters, you think?
No, I think it's registering a bell with the people who would be voting Republican regardless of whether they were had a plan or didn't have a plan, because they just think Republicans are the perfect people.
Mm-hmm.
But as for the general election,
do you think Democrats are the perfect people?
No.
No.
There's
okay.
No such thing as perfect people.
That's very true.
Again,
very astute of you.
Our country was built on the basis of compromise. Therefore, our government was built on the idea of compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody's willing to compromise, our government doesn't
all
work.
All the more reason.
The entire basis of it is to compromise.
All the more reason to be protesting, don't you think? I think we ought to have more protests about this, about the fact, and again, there are a lot of people who are protesting, actually, the failure of the Super Committee. It's just one more example of the political shenanigans,
inability. Or of the political partisanship.
Right, yep.
Again,
yep.
You have a group protesting saying, everything can be solved by not spending a dime, mm-hmm. and you've got another side saying everything can be solved by spending every dime. Mm-hmm. Once again, the country doesn't function because there's no compromise.
And 70% of the country's in the middle and not on either of the polar sides of these positions. Very interesting that it happens the way that it does. All right, Heather, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll reward you for your passion. She's passionate. Okay, Richie, you have Mr. Gingrich.
Yeah, do you want all of it in its full context?
Well, how long is that going to take?
40 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
All of the Occupy movement starts with the premise that we all owe them everything. They take over a public park they didn't pay for, to go nearby to use bathrooms they didn't pay for, to beg for food from places they don't want to pay for, to obstruct those who are going to work to pay the taxes to sustain the bathrooms and to sustain the... so they can self-righteously explain that they are the paragons of virtue to which we owe everything. Now, that is a pretty good symptom of how much the left has collapsed as a moral system in this country and why you need to reassert something as simple as saying to them, go get a job right after you take a bath.
So that part of it is funny, but the other part of it is not, because it shows he's smart enough to know that what he has just said isn't true, but the Occupy movement is so...
It's a little bit true. There's
a little
out there
true,
that he's...
But I resent
got right on
the fact that everybody thinks that that's all they are doing and that's all who's out there. I resent it.
I heard our local news station covering the Occupy the Highway movement this morning here in D.C.
Yeah.
And they say it's not a very organized movement. Some are coming by bus and the others are hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Help yourself.
We have Occupy the Highway movement in L.A. every morning.
Yeah. Let's get to Thanksgiving dinner. And the five things you need to avoid, because 1 in 6 Americans will have food poisoning on Thanksgiving. 130,000 people go to the hospital because of food poisoning. All right, so here's the list quickly of the five common food safety mistakes you may be making. Number one, leave your turkey in the refrigerator. Do not leave it out to thaw.
Mm-hmm.
Many people thaw their turkeys on the kitchen counter, in the sink. That's not good, because leaving it at room temperature encourages the growth of bacteria. Do not do it. Number two, the people who don't use a meat thermometer don't cook enough. They don't cook the turkey enough.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do that.
Thoroughly and thoroughly. 20% of Americans do not cook the...
Most of them come with a little boop.
I think they do now, don't they?
Yeah.
That's butterball.
Number three, setting your fridge to the wrong temperature. Foodborne pathogens thrive and grow in most between 40 and 140 degrees. Keep your refrigerator at 34 degrees. Always keep your refrigerator at 34 degrees. Nothing will freeze at 34. Number four, you spread germs sometimes by cleaning. You may think you're being safe by wiping down your countertops and rinsing off your cutting boards between the preparation of one product or another, but that does more harm than good, because the sponge... Yuckabungas on it.
Yeah, you got to put your sponge in the dishwasher and steam it clean.
And the last thing
microwave
is
too.
Serving or storing leftovers for too long. I'd never last this one. All right, I can't give that one to you with a straight face on. So anyway, but the food for thought stuff, literally. This winter, as temperatures drop and holiday parties begin, nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes and 79 million with prediabetes may find it especially difficult to stay on the right health track. Let's see if we can get there by listening to Brian Osich now.
This winter, experts caution people with diabetes and prediabetes to keep a healthy lifestyle top of mind. Dr. Deneen Voita, co-creator of United Health Group's Diabetes Prevention and Control Alliance, says there are easy ways to take part in the holiday season while maintaining good health.
If you have diabetes or at high risk for diabetes, please don't let the wintry weather and holiday activities derail your healthy routine. Physical activity and eating healthy are really important to helping you stay in control. You can still join in the fun and enjoy a happy holiday season by taking a few simple precautions. Eat your food on smaller plates. Take a walk every day with friends and family. And watch your alcohol intake. Also, be sure to protect yourself from cold-related illnesses by wearing lots of layers, keeping your feet warm and dry, and most importantly, get vaccinated.
For more, visit unitedhealthgroup.com/diabetes. That's healthcare now from United Health Group.
Here to help you out, the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Minutes after the hour now, Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and your company. We focus on technology here. We do a lot. I was talking earlier, Richie, before you wandered in. We had the list of the 10 weakest passwords. And guess what the number one weakest password was on the list?
Password.
Password.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
What I didn't get, Michael was smart enough to point it out, a lot of people use QWERTY.
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 Yeah. You know, that's the across the top keyboard. And, of course, a lot of people use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and all of that other stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Technology,
or your
Taylor.
Date of birth.
Yeah.
Your address.
Yeah, that kind of thing. All right, but the technology, Taylor, Alex Goldfain, is smarter than that. How much money would you guess Amazon.com loses on each Kindle it sells? Yes, Amazon, famous for losing money from the beginning of its existence and still being a fabulous stock. So Alex looks into this. And he has the answer. I know you'll be shocked to hear that Alex actually has the answer. Yes, he does. He always has the answer. And it's next year on Good Day.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We've got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discount item must be equal or lesser value to item purchase. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
For years, technology industry observers have talked about how Amazon is losing money on every Kindle device it sells. Early on, some estimates had Amazon losing $200 or more per unit sold. Of course, the company more than made up for it in content sold for each Kindle. Well, last week, a research firm called iSupply took apart the new Kindle Fire and then also Amazon's entry-level $79 Kindle. The results are that Amazon has closed the gap significantly. According to iSupply, Amazon is losing just $2.70 for every Kindle Fire sold. Of course, the company has no way of knowing how much Amazon pays exactly for each component, so it's safe to say Amazon is probably breaking even. On the entry-level $79 units, which stream ads while you read, the company is losing $5 per device. Of course, it's making money on the ads. I think Amazon is doing this the right way, selling the razors cheap, and they're excellent razors, and then making money on the razor blades. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Yeah, that's pretty clever. Good for them, and good for him. Good for you. This is the season that said the holidays bring out the best in people at this time of year. But what best gets out the wine and cranberry sauce stains that leaves you looking at your tablecloth thinking, oh, no, what did you do to my tablecloth? Bobby Owens has more with an expert that has 20 years of stain removal experience.
Tis the season for drips, dribbles, and spills. Dr. Laundry Mary Gagliardi says there's help to give you more time with the family and less time in the laundry room fighting holiday stains.
Let's face it, with a house full of holiday cheer and guests, stains happen, but now you can stamp out those spots with expert advice. By calling the Clorox Holiday Stain Hotline at 1-877-STAIN-411, I'll offer tips to cure those post-party pains. Or check out Clorox's exclusive MyStain mobile app, which also offers great tricks of the trade.
Gagliardi says those tricky leftover stains can be your bleachable moment.
We've all been there. A stain so bad you just have to laugh. Now, with the Bleach It Away program, Clorox is giving away $25,000 to someone with the best stain story. Log on to bleachitaway.com to find official contest rules and tell your story. You'll also get real-time advice and solutions from our panel of cleaning experts.
To reach the hotline, call 1-877-STAIN-411 and share your stain story by logging on to bleachitaway.com. That's Lifestyles from Clorox.
Isn't that interesting? So when you think of Thanksgiving, do you immediately think of turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce? With all the hustle, bustle, preparing of food, sometimes you forget that it's a great time of year to give thanks and to give back. Kendra Johansson has more on a way that you can give back this year, which takes no more than just a click of your mouse.
While some may overdo it on Thursday and need to take out the Pepto-Bismol to help relieve their stomach symptoms, some Americans may not get to enjoy a meal. That's why Pepto has partnered with actor Eric Stone Street to rally people on Facebook to help donate 2 million meals to Feeding America so more people can celebrate this Thanksgiving season. Stone Street says, since the program's launch, a group of cause-conscious fans have joined forces with Pepto-Bismol on Facebook to show their support. But there's always more to be done.
From now through Thanksgiving, people can go to Pepto's Facebook page and like my turkey on the Feast for All tab. One Facebook like provides 8 meals to feed families in need this holiday season. It's easier than making gravy. Just do it.
You can join in the call to action and help spread Thanksgiving cheer by logging on to Facebook.com/Pepto-Bismol. And remember, if you overdo it this Thanksgiving, Pepto's got you covered when used as directed. That's Newsbreak from P&G.
All right, here's a news flash. Ads are going to make their way between your friends' updates on Facebook, and there's no way you can opt out of it. Did you hear that, Richie?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I guess the first of the year. You know, that kind of stuff is going to happen. 59. 59-